The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to today's show, everybody. Byron White here. I'm here with Bob Kilbreath. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me.
Bob, you're the Chief Marketing Strategist. Love that title. At Bridge Worldwide. Tell us a little bit about your role and your goal.
Sure. It's it's basically a fancy way of saying that I head up our strategy team here at Bridge Worldwide. We're a digital and relationship marketing agency, probably one of the top 25 in North America. And, really what I get paid to do all day is figure out the way the world works and how it's changing and how our clients can better market their products, grow their business. And I've been busy lately because the marketing world is changing quite a bit.
What are you seeing from your perspective that is catastrophic change that's changing the way we need to communicate and connect with customers?
Yeah, the biggest change that's happened, and it's happened, before my eyes. I started off my marketing career at Procter & Gamble where, the world seemed a lot easier when I first came in. You made your product, and then in terms of marketing, you had your television ad that you got right, your print ad, maybe a radio spot, your Sunday coupon, and you were done for the day. But today, that world is kind of unraveling before our eyes. A couple reasons. One is it's a lot harder to get in front of a mass audience that buys your products. We've got an explosion just on television now of 500 channels to try to reach people on, each one a different network to negotiate with and track versus the old days of three networks. And then people are going way beyond television, print, and radio and spending their time on video games, on mobile, on social media. The options for people to read and watch and listen are exploding drastically. The other big challenge that we've seen is that people are just paying less and less attention to interruptive media. We are now bombarding people with 3,000 ad messages a day, and more they're either ignoring them as wallpaper in their life or using technology like DVRs, TiVo, for example, to actively skip the advertising that they are presented with. And so that kind of old idea of let's just interrupt people and hope that they remember their product and buy it in stores is really kind of fading. But, the good news is we're starting to see some companies that are figuring out an entirely new model.
It sounds like you're on top of it, and the marketing world appreciates people like you being on top of it. You're also the author of The Next Evolution of Marketing, Connect with Your Customers by Marketing with Meaning, released by McGraw-Hill. Tell us about the book. And it's just out in October of last year.
Yeah, the book is really my attempt to try to put together what is that new marketing model. I've been, looking for years, but some of the work we've done in our agency, being a digital agency, we can't necessarily force people to sign up for our email lists. We can't force them to come to our websites. And so for years, being on the forefront of digital, we found that the only way to really win is to create marketing and digital tools that people find useful. So tools like Diabetes Control for Life is a website we designed for Abbott that helps people with diabetes learn how to change their eating and exercise behavior to better manage their disease. Or work we've done for Conagra Foods to pull together their brands into providing recipes for people that are trying to choose something healthy and delicious to have served for their families. Or even things like for Charmin, we've helped launch an iPhone app that helps people find clean public restrooms based on wherever they happen to be in the world. And what's really interesting is you kind of put those things together, and I think if you look at the work that's getting the most attention, that's getting consumers really happy, it does have this common idea of being marketing that people choose to engage with rather than being marketing that interrupts people, and also marketing that itself adds value to people's lives or improves people's lives, rather than just being an interruption to tell people about a product that improves their lives. And so in the book, I've tried to put that big model together to give marketers like I used to be and like our clients and many others out there who are struggling to figure out what to do, especially with the plethora of new options, you know, what they should be doing. And so this is really, the book is called The Next Evolution of Marketing, and it's truly set up to be an entirely new model of looking at the marketing function that can help brands find ways to deploy both traditional type media as well as the new media that's coming along every day.
I wanted to ask you, after we come back from a station break here, how you really sort of dig into the wants and needs of customers of your clients in today's marketplace. I think that's a really difficult question to wrap your head around. So let's take a little bit of a station break, everyone, and we'll be back in just 1 second.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Do you consider yourself a super affiliate?
Then listen up. One of the most trusted names in affiliate marketing since 2003, XY7.com, has now launched XY7Elite.com, a private, invitation-only affiliate program run by super affiliates for super affiliates. Enjoy private tested offers, weekly deposits right to your bank account or XY7 debit card, XY7 VIP concierge service, limousine transportation to and from major industry events, and the status of being one of the elite publishers. XY7 Elite is not for everyone, as you need to be accepted and maintain volume requirements. Think you've got what it takes to be elite? Go to www.xy7elite.com or call 702-216-4000. 702-216-4000.
Hi, welcome to the SEO Shop. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm looking for something for my website.
Well, I could slip your website into a sleek web campaign.
Okay.
Our professional internet marketing experts can custom tailor your web campaign with our SEO services, and by the time we're finished, your website will have such high organic search rankings that it'll turn the heads off of Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
I would love that. SEO-shop.com.
The experts in professional internet marketing services.
Let us research, plan, execute, and succeed on your web campaign today with SEO-shop.com.
Affiliate marketing is changing rapidly. Stay ahead of the trends with Affiliate Marketing Insider. Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
We're back, everyone. We're here with Bob Gilbreth, and we're asking a very difficult question, which we can't wait to hear their answer of, and that is, how are you tapping into understanding the wants and needs of the consumer, of the customer, in today's marketplace? What barometer do we have to know what those wants and needs are, Bob?
Well, actually, I think it's almost never been easier to get the wants and needs of the customers out there in some ways, as long as we're thinking higher level than just specific products or services that we're selling. I think that's traditionally, as marketers, you know, we go out and do research and we ask people lots and lots of questions about, you know, what laundry detergent they're using or what, you know, type of cell phone they're using. And we've spent enough time kind of laddering up into, you know, what does it mean to have, you know, clean laundry for your family, or what are all the things that you have to go through throughout the day, including having clean laundry, or what does it mean to you to have access to information on the go? And what's easier than ever is that people are sharing more about their opinions, feelings, and desires in a very public way through tools like Twitter, their blog posts, Facebook. I mean, we've never been able to get more pure insights about what people are volunteering than using the internet to mine what people's opinions are out there. And I think what's interesting is that, you know, for marketers to kind of take that step up and say, you know, we're not just trying to solve an immediate need with a product. How can we help them on a higher level basis? You know, one example, we did something recently for Vicks where traditionally we had kind of a basic product site where we gave product information. We took a big step back and we said, why would anyone ever want to come to Vicks? Or, you know, what are the challenges that mom has? And, you know, it doesn't take a year of research and hundreds of thousands of dollars to figure out that, you know, people have colds and they're not sure how to treat them and they're looking for a solution, you know, for their child or themselves. And so we recrafted Vicks.com to be about a solution center where we have people come in and they can say the symptoms that they're feeling, and then we give them some recommendations on how to treat the cold or flu, including which of the many, many Vicks products that are out there, which is itself a challenge of knowing which product is right, but also giving other tips of, you know, hey, here's why you might want to use a humidifier, or, you know, get some tea with honey. Southwest Airlines is another great example. They, you know, for years have seen that a lot of people who are buying their tickets will fly between two cities if the price is at a certain point. So if someone who lives in Houston that's got family in Dallas, if that price is $50 for a ticket, they'll go every weekend. And so that insight, you know, again, not tough. It's something they've kind of known for years. But what they did with it is they created a tool where people could download a piece of software onto their desktop, set it up to track fare prices between two cities of their choice, and then when the fare gets down to that magic number for them, you hear a little ding, and you can click a button and buy a fare right there. And so it's really about, you know, finding the insights or laddering up and saying, what are the really higher-level needs that people would, you know, choose our product and other things for, and then how can we have the marketing deliver on that need? And by doing that, you get people choosing to engage and then becoming fans of your product and buying it at the same time.
Hmm. Tell me a little bit about the about storytelling. You know, you're for, call it what you like, but you're in the advertising brand business, as am I. And I'd like to hear your thoughts on the art of storytelling. You know, is it changing? You know, is the media that we're delivering stories in making us change the way we tell stories? Will our communication, you know, be Twitter-esque in manner in where we're going? But right. I'd like to hear your thoughts on the art of storytelling.
That's a great question. I think what I find new media is allowing brands to do is to truly tell stories in their own words. And I think specifically in a way that, you know, the best stories are true from the heart and told by a real person. And I think if you look at, you know, what has storytelling been in marketing for years, it's been the 30-second ad. You know, maybe there's a crafted story. I know there's Visa's running ads showing a father bringing his daughter to the aquarium, and there's some music from the Moody Blues playing in the background, and, you know, the celebrity Morgan Freeman talking over. That's the old generation. That's the, you know, at its peak possibly of, you know, how do you tell a story and slam it in between, you know, other commercials and in a break of a show that someone wants to watch. And I think what is happening now is that storytelling is still important for brands to you know, provide people with something that they can buy into, not just buy. But it's happening in real words. It's happening in, you know, for example, I was just talking recently to a president of a startup called One for One Eyewear, where they are giving a pair of glasses away for every pair of glasses that you purchase, giving it away to someone in a developing nation who, you know, does not have access to eyewear. Started off very simply. There's a blog, and he's telling his story and about how his wife is an optometrist, and he designed shoes for Nike, and they came up, you know, they wanted to work on something that, you know, could improve the world and also, you know, create a business and be sustainable. So right there is a much more interesting story when you read it on his blog and, you know, hear the personal choices and things versus him, you know, not that he has the money, but crafting a perfect 30-second commercial and paying millions of dollars to have it air, you know, during a prime time on a weeknight. And I think that's really where storytelling is going, and even big brands, you know, starting to tell, to bring some of their individual employees into the light so they can tell the stories. I think that's something we've seen a little bit with the car companies. You know, they're putting their executives in front and trying to use them in their own words to talk about what they're trying to do. I think that's, you know, the humanity has got to come back, and I think new media allows us to really express ourselves in real ways.
when you look into the future of where advertising is going, sight, sound, motion, emotion, you know, YouTube, high-end videos, low-end videos, current TV, interactive, you know, the play, what do you think is going to be the future of communication with products and services that have to be sold for us all to continue this wheel turning? Are we going to sell in a different way? Is social becoming a way that we might get the word out and the sale done?
Yeah, I mean, I still, at the end of the day, I think the starting point is going to be, you know, how can you create the marketing that people are choosing to engage with, and it's going to improve their lives. And that's different for every brand and every target customer, every product category, you know, an infinite number of solutions. And I think that's really the future of marketing, is it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all. We're already seeing this in digital where, you know, there is no basic, you know, the banner ad is the closest thing there is to a single thing you can do in digital, but even that is kind of declining before our eyes as well. And there's a multiplying number of options. The brands that work are choosing something that's most relevant for them to, you know, add some kind of value and connect with, you know, their customers. And so I think what we'll see is, you know, if any bigger trend, it's that the death of mass in many ways, but the rise of many new brands that connect with people and niche groups. And I think that's something that, you know, the challenge for big companies out there is, how do they move to that? And there's going to be a lot of small companies that are able to rise. It's almost never been easier to launch a new brand, and whether it's doing the marketing and making it personal and contract manufacturing to people who can get it done for you and distributed. I think that's the biggest thing that we're going to see, is a lot of smaller opportunities, a lot of small businesses succeeding, but maybe that big mass way of buying impressions by the millions will start to fade.
Do you have any tips for the small webmasters of the world, the entrepreneurs that are trying desperately to showcase their features and benefits of whatever it is they're selling?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest one thing that I think is the biggest untapped opportunity, especially for people in the B2B type businesses, and a lot of small businesses out there are in that realm, is to take that step back and say, you know, how can I add some value? You know, it's no longer about making the cold call until someone finally picks up the phone. It's offering some kind of suggestion, improvement, again, based on whatever your business is, you know, almost a free sample of knowledge and education, looking at your customer as someone that you want to make them succeed. And by starting with, you know, some kind of value in itself, you know, without a purchase forced or part of it, then you can get that door open to you, and by doing that, customers are willing to talk and take the conversation to the next step.
And if you were to, and by the way, how can people get to know you better? I know you have a website that you'd like to use as a connection point for people to learn more about your thought leadership. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, at www.marketingwithmeaning.com is kind of the hub of activity around this concept, where we've got, you know, of course, links to buy the book, but I'm trying to, you know, market with meaning myself by offering, you know, free content, 2 to 3 posts every week. We've got a Twitter feed there as well, where sharing kind of interesting articles that I've collected and people have sent me who are passionate around this. And also we have a community there where people who are also, you know, from big brands or startups, kind of starting to work together to help each other migrate to this model.
And I have a nickname for Marketing with Meaning. It's M&M.
You know,
it's yours to
that.
Use, Bob. it's a great site, and it's got a lot of great insight. What about your role in Cincinnati? Tell me a little bit about you live in Cincinnati. Fascinating place. I flew out to P&G, one of our clients, to meet with him once. What's your take on Cincinnati these days?
Cincinnati's a great place. I mean, we've been here now about 11 years. I came down originally here to work for Procter & Gamble and then came to the agency side about 5 years ago. It's a very, you know, livable city and great cost of living. It's you know, I grew up in Atlanta, where we saw incredible fast growth that actually wrecked the quality of life in many ways. But, you know, Cincinnati's got a lot of history to it. It's got a lot of good roots, access to plenty of places around the country. And, you know, I think it's it's we're going to stay here. Let's put it that way. We love it.
Well, listen, it's been great having you on the show today. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks very much for having me.
Right on. Until next week, everybody, I hope your life is now a little bit smarter, better, faster, and wiser. And I hope your brand and understanding of marketing is a little better. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll see you next week.